Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the WR Show. This is yours truly, Willie Rodriguez, here with another one. And today, I gotta say that today's episode should be... It's gotta be two topics long, so... Just be prepared to have a shorter episode today, or it depends on how long I'll talk about for each topic. But, we could just do three if we got the timing right. But, let's do this. So, the first topic is the Masked Singer. The Masked Singer, if you notice that... It's on Fox every single Wednesday at 9 p.m. where I'm from. Usually this show is really cool. I mean, it has celebrities. They got masked celebrities that we don't know. It got crazy stuff. It got Nick Cannon. It got Nicole Scherzinger in there. And this episode, my god, one of the best ones I've ever seen. I mean, every single Wednesday is my favorite, so I'm just gonna oversaturate about it, but I'm just gonna say, this episode was really, really, really enjoyable because it had a new, different type of style to it, and, you know, it's not the same old, oh, who gets on masks and everything. Of course, it's the same thing tonight, but... It had a mystery, it had like a special guest, I forgot his name. I seen him a lot in movies and stuff, but he's a funny dude. You know, I think he's way more funny than Kang Jung. I'm sorry, Kang Jung. This episode, I mean, oh my god, that's how I review it. It's like, oh my god, it's so crazy, this episode. But the thing is that the person who got unmasked was the alien masked. And LaToya Jackson. LaToya Jackson was under the alien mask. You know, it was such a cool, you know, it's cool. I mean, one part of the Jackson 5 family members, they were really like underneath the thing right there. Someone actually made history in this show, so I could just say that and stuff. So, you know, I'll keep on until next Wednesday. My next topic is almost like the Masked Singer, but Fox related. And I don't know if you guys heard, but Fox is being bought by the Walt Disney Company. And I'm very not excited about this. Well, I kind of am, but I got mixed feelings about this. You know, of course it's a good idea because, you know, I know that Marvel has characters that is sold to Fox, you know, 21st Century Fox. I mean, 21st Century Fox owns almost everything. Just say 20th Century Fox. You know, I mean, they're both the same company, but the hard thing about it is that it's hard to get because right now. A good friend of mine, I just don't want to mention him. We met at LinkedIn when I joined in. He told me, hey, William, he even told me about the Masked Singer before anybody else. You know, he was such excited about it that he told me first. And, you know, I think he told me first to anybody, but yeah. I knew something was happening with the Masked Singer, but I didn't know that it was happening from Fox. So, the deal thing is that when they did acquire this company, when the Walt Disney Company acquired the 21st Century Fox, you know, I was excited. I mean, I had mixed feelings throughout the wait, but the friend of mine that works for 21st Century Fox, which I don't want to mention a name of him, he works for the Fox network that they do the Masked Singer, Bob's Burgers, The Simpsons, Family Guy, all those programs. He actually deals with them all the time, you know. So he told me, I was like, oh, I know you're a big fan of Nicole Scherzinger and how she's in The Masked Singer. And we know that that Disney bought Fox, and there might be a few changes to everything, including the programs and everything. And that kind of catch my attention. But like, wait, is they really going to change a lot of The Masked Singer? Like, please don't tell me, because I was joking about this up to my mom. And me and him mentioned this yesterday. He mentioned to me yesterday about, you know, Disney try to change, you know, like programs like The Masked Singer and Family Guy and blah blah blah, right? I mean, forget about that. So, my mom and I were joking the other day before this. I was like, oh, like The Masked Singer. I mean, Disney bought Fox. You know, what a big deal and everything. You know, hopefully we might not see Mickey Mouse, you know, under the mask. You know, I want Dwayne the Rock Johnson to be under the Mickey Mouse or the Goofy mask or whatever. I can imagine all that, you know, like Disney characters being, you know, like being portrayed, you know, in The Masked Singer. Like, it'd be like, no, we want the alien, we want the monster, we want the lion, we want every single mask, you know, out there. But, you know, and the craziest thing is that, you know, it's true. Fox is being changed by Disney Company, the folks at Disney. I don't like it a bit if they do change The Masked Singer. And I was telling another person, who I don't want to mention, that I know that they got the rights to do whatever possible that they have. But it's already, you know, The Masked Singer is already perfect as it is. You don't need to take out a lot of stuff, you know. And by the way, The Masked Singer is actually getting another season. We don't know when, but I'm so excited, because I would love, you know, to see more of what they bring into the table, what kind of new characters they bring into the table. And yeah, this season is better than the first one, you know. They might change, and they might learn. They might change and learn their ways of how they do this stuff. But yeah, I mean, even my grandfather said, "Oh, like, I don't like The Masked Singer. I liked it, but the only thing I didn't like is that they have like really complicated clues." And I was like, "Yo, I agree with you though, but I still like the show." And I'm like, "Yeah, we like it, but yeah, you know." It's a long process, you know, just to do this, you know. It's a shame that to see Disney change my favorite show that I ever seen, that I really enjoyed, from Fox. You know, now they're gonna ruin it and stuff. But yeah, you know, everything's gonna come to an end. Hopefully, whatever happens, you know. So, until next week, you know, hopefully I see you guys next week. Actually, no. Until tomorrow. If I don't see you guys by tomorrow or whatever, I just want to say Happy Valentine's Day. And to all the single women who don't have luck on finding a person, Happy Galentine's Day, I guess. And, I also want to dedicate a message to, I think you know who I'm going to talk about next, Nicole Scherzinger. Happy Valentine's Day, Nicole Scherzinger, and Happy Galentine's Day, Nicole Scherzinger as well. You know, but yeah, I'll see you guys in the next one. This has been the W Show. With yours truly, William Rodriguez. So I see you guys in the next one, which is tomorrow. Bye.